right.
And the directors do the first three quarters?
We are.
Me and Ollie. Yeah. I'll make a brief report because Lydia went into some of the committee work on the B&B, and honestly, I'm not sure what has come up to the table. But you should understand that the national office has consolidated all our insurance under one broker called Germanuel, and they provide HR services as a benefit at low for free or low cost. This is public record stuff. So this has assisted us where we can go to that HR service, as like Ollie said, for references, and we're getting a better deal on the health insurance and stuff. This is one broker. Also, we're looking at consolidating functions to improve. And, that was the other thing I want to say. Part of that HR thing is there's been a staff manual that's been hanging around and a programmer's manual hanging around and not completely authorized. The one that's in force is from, I think, 2006. And it's a little bit outdated. And so we're working on, our national office is working on updating that and then redistributing it as policy throughout the station. You have to be cognizant, everybody, that as a radio network, the foundation is bleeding into new territories of distribution through mobile phones and internet and XFM and whatever else is going to happen and iPads and so forth. And that gives us new challenges in terms of intellectual property rights. Most of the programs I've spoken to all have their own idea about who owns what. And, but there's also some laws on it. It is a very gray area in the world. So that's another area that we have to push forward on. If a volunteer programmer produces a show like Sean, who owns that content? Can we put it in a premium without his permission? If a paid programmer produces a program, and they make a CD and offer it as the donor, a thank you gift, and some other nonprofit without our permission. So, and these things are, you know, everybody's got it, we all like each other. Got to get it in writing. Because unfortunately, at some point in time, that broad affinity between all of us in a common cause dissipates and there's conflict. So, that's another area we're working on. But the national board, we're meeting. And it should be stated that it was on the agenda here about Jackson Lewis attorney thing. Mm-hmm. The P&B did pass a motion that we're moving out of that as reasonably well we can, to get a better attorney that doesn't have such a infamous position with the public as being anti-union. Although, they say there's a lot of attorneys like that, but they're not that easy to follow. But we're not just going to, just call up your attorney and say, okay, that's it, drop it, we'll find someone to replace you. You move out. So the national office has taken a position to move towards a law firm to handle employment matters that has a position or history more in line with our mission statement.
Right.
And so that's what you're saying? I don't even remember if it's closed session or open session, but that's the public statement. I'm pretty sure we made a public statement on that.
Yeah.
And I think that's about most things. There's no other big elephant coming out. We're not buying a hospital or something. And but all of the stations are, there's five stations and Pacifica Radio Archives. And some of the other stations are in much more severe positions than we are on the West Coast, even though we're behind. That's the unfortunate thing, is that if you were looking at KPFK, be the lead horse, dragging, pulling this defective wagon across the prairie, and we're starting to stumble. So that could be very serious. But some of the other two stations are definitely drags. You got to pull them along. That's about it.
Can you give us numbers? When I was treasurer, I used to like to report the numbers
to the people so we get a feeling for how bad it is. And
1, 2, 8, 9, 5.
Well, you know what I mean. You say WB, the other stations aren't doing so well. Just how bad is the risk? How can we assess the risk? We're here in L.A. We're in a little bubble, and I don't know what's going on anymore at WBAI or in D.C. Or in Berkeley. And so if they're down half a million from the drive or 100,000, I'd like to know, because I always have a feeling for how bad that risk is.
You know, I honestly don't know what's available for that I'm allowed to disclose publicly. So otherwise, I'd be glad to tell you. But I tell you this. I will do that. I will acquire a release of what's publicly available on the TNB on all the five stations and distribute it to everybody in the LSB.
Great.
The lead
is
WBAI.
Mm-hmm.
Increasing the numbers for the network across the board. Have we ever thought about working, like taking one of our best promotional items from shows where we have a lot of caller input and giving it to one of the stations with Dragon?
I can answer that too. It was called Interstation Syndication and Premiums.
I like that name.
Margie, let me speak to that.
Yeah.
The stations have unique audiences in their regions.
Mm-hmm.
In Washington, D.C., it's a historically a jazz station. That's what they are. And in Houston, most of their income comes from playing country music on the weekend.
Oh.
And they do public affairs, but most of their fund drive comes from country music. So the stations have regional support. KPFA is in Berkeley, and that's not the same as L.A. Different publics. So what might work in one station might not work in another station as premium. But some of the ones we're using have worked in New York and L.A., like Gary Noe and Christine stuff. And also, I have the same consideration. I just said I don't like to get involved with programming. But I think we have a lot of programming here that would be popular in D.C., Houston, and New York, like Rhapsody in Black. And some of their shows might be popular here. The problem is, now I'm just yakking on, the programmers are in transient. Nobody wants to give up their airtime. So if you say I'm bringing in a program from New York, they go, well, what about me? I'm talking about the dogs in the pond every week, and I don't want to lose my program.
All right. I want to give Ali a chance to speak with the one who's the best.
Well, I think Lydia and Ken covered most of it, but I did hear some interest in the WBAI leads, and there has been some discussion. From what I understand, maybe you can fill this in, is they're looking to renegotiate and stay there for another year while they're looking for another place. I'm personally not that supportive of staying in a location, but to move will cost, what is it, over $1.5 million?
Yeah, and just the move itself, just the moving cost is $650,000.
Right.
But there's an out clause in the lease, it's not like the lease before.
Right. So
and Arlene did say that in photo session.
That's basically, so they're staying while they're looking, but the new lease, hopefully, they can renegotiate to a lower price, but it isn't a long-term lease.
We still have to move.
All right, then we'll be done with public comment in a minute. Ron?
Yeah, here's the mic. This is for all three directors. If you could answer yes or no, whether you support the bylaws amendment, or where you stand in that, and what you bring. I know these bylaws amendments have to come to the board, but where do you stand on it?
They haven't been introduced yet formally. So when they're introduced, then we can formally discuss it. We can certainly discuss it again in the governance committee.
The protocol for getting new bylaws issued is they have to be approved by TNB, and then they go to the. It's got to be approved by three LSPs. Last year we had a vote. I don't think we. Maybe we approved one, but like two spelling. So it's a very difficult, long process. It's not going to happen overnight.
Can I say one word on that?
Yeah.
They have a, I'm on the National Governance Committee, and just like ours, they work on things, and right now it's strictly discussion of these bylaws. There's no, people said, let's have a vote with them, and you guys said, why is this a draft? We don't have anything to vote on yet. So next month will be the first time we get a chance to even have the Governance Committee at the PNB even get ready to have a vote.
That would depend
on that for the PNB.
Those are you lizards in response
Will you run for the position? I remember you said you were going to have a written report.
Yes.
And I seen one.
I did send one. Okay.
Yeah, you did? I remember how what happened last year. Now that I seen one. Now, you say you know the technology. What have you done in terms of the technology at the National Board? What is that?
What is the position of the National Board?
Well, I don't understand the question.
No. For you, it was like, you say you will be...
Yeah, where's my report, right?
I haven't seen one. And I need you to run for, you know, the technology. So I want to know, you know, what have they done in the... And what they run for, basically. So that's why I'm here, you know.
Oh, for technology.
Any questions? I've met with Arlene and Bernard numerous times pushing forward to create an app for our station and our network, and have gotten nothing but stalling and excuses. I've come up with several solutions that are very low priced that I think would benefit the network, but I can't get anywhere with them. The technology committee has been dissolved into a working group that doesn't have a lot of effectivity at this point. I'm doing what I can. If you want, I'll write down a report of all this stuff. As you know from your gear on the PNB, you can push and you can get stuff approved, but getting it implemented and made into something tangible is not a thing. I have definitely been pushing it. You know? You can throw your arms up at me, but I've done what I've said. I've tried.
I don't think, I'm not going to write a report. It's just that simple. I don't have time. This is my third meeting this week. It's not going to happen. But what I can do, since people weren't enthused about listening to the whole meeting that we have to actually sit through and work at, is that I can send out minutes. Well, I know. But, you know, unless you actually get it in your inbox and perhaps our secretary can send the... minutes of the PNB to the board. I'm happy to send the minutes from the committees I sit on to the board once approved.
That's very good.
And I think that that's the best report because that actually shows what the results of what we do. We don't really get that much out of the argument.
Yeah.
So I can commit to that. But the idea is at WCSW, I must say, the four directors do get together and they have a collective report that they put out. I don't think that we here would be able to do that. And we sit, our directors sit on far more committees, PNB and local committees, than those directors have to do. So I just think it's too much.
Okay, we are time and it's time for public comment.
I'm interested whether any discussion in terms of the BMD has ever taken place with the idea of this LSD being an independent LSD and not functioning as a committee of the BMD. And my attorney has a saying, he says he can't push a vote. And I feel that what this LSD does as constituted is pushing a rope. Ropes are meant to be pulled. And if you pull a rope, whatever is attached on the other end gets pulled down. Whereas if you push a rope, and this is what Ali was just saying, you put things up, and they're just
okay, let me, you're done.
So the question that I am posing to the members of the BNB is any discussion about making this an independent LSB that functions independently, where you ignore what we say at your own peril.
Okay, so again, you're talking about a complete transformation of the physical background.
No, I'm not. I can answer that. Right, is that the bylaws change and somebody has to make the motion and goes to governance and comes up to PMD.
So your answer is that the PMD...
Nobody has made that motion.
PMD does not have the power on its own to do that? To change the status of the
PMD operating according to Robert's Rules of Order.
And the bylaws.
I'm sorry,
we're out of time and it's time for public comment.
This is pretty, with all respect, Mr. Chair, this people,
no, I'm sorry.
People are fairly passionate about this.
Can you work the,
move to extend to hear John's comment?
I really think
I support that.
I'll just talk a little louder then. The fact is, Leonard, that the existing bylaws, Ken Aaron, do allow what Leonard is asking about. I have proposed this before. I don't know if you were around then, but I did propose this before. It is possible to ask the PNB to delegate powers that the PNB has to the LSB.
Right.
And this is the existing bylaws allow this delegation. If you can write down the powers you want to have, and I can do the same thing, then we simply have to ask our PMB directors and persuade them to argue articulately for it. Then there's a possibility that the PNB might go along with it, or they might not, because as we know, they have their own set of politics and their own set of issues. But the fact is, it is possible to do what you ask. I don't know if it's practical, but it's possible.
It's absolutely correct.
All right.
And to carry on your thought and add to it, it does strike me that since KPFK has been, in some sense, carrying the rest of the network for a while, because we meet our nuts, we make our goals, and we extend our fund drives, and we prostitute ourselves, and we sell snake oil and all the rest, we make our money. And the point is that since we are doing well, we could say to the PNB, the argument would be, we're doing so well, we think we can do this better, give us a chance. And by the way, since these are powers are delegated on a basis, they can be withdrawn.
Exactly.
I'll just point out that, as you said, we're $300,000in the red, so Okay, public comment, please.
I need a microphone. I don't need a microphone.
There's a microphone there.
Today, Local 207 organizers, they met in thousands at MacArthur Park. KPFK was not there. When Bernard was sitting here, he's very aware of giving him signatures of a petition to reinstate Emory Walton, the LA Review, to its regular time, Thursday night at 8 o'clock. And they have disappeared the program. There's a lot of lip service. And none of you have stood up to have this program reinstated. And when labor people find this and they read the materials, they are so alarmed. What a hypocrisy of this station. The hypocrisy of every single one of you on this board that cannot put the weight on the significance of the LA Review program. It has been silenced. He can only do a half hour and it has to be pre-recorded. And the issues that he brings on Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. now, they're passé. So what's the use? And deliberately. And then today, Bernard said that alternative radio is going to be removed. Alternative radio is the only outside, independent, 1 hour that brings in people with alternative thinking and global analysis from the world. And what Bernard has been doing, supporting everything Alan Minsky does, and none of you have spoken to that. So I defy all of that. Oh, you do? Great. Thank you. The other issue is Ian Masters is a fraud. He continues to speak and demean this board, to undermine its significance. And there's a reason why the station does not promote the board. And none of you ever do anything about this.
Thank you, Senator.
Bella, they never told us about Henry's show.
What have you been told?
Yes, I'll confirm that the current bylaws without amendments do give the board authority to delegate other specific governing authorities to a localization board. And it's already in the bylaws that if they do that, they can rescind it at any time. My theory is that they've been waiting for an LSB to come along that looks like it could handle such additional authorities responsibly. And no LSB has really gotten its act well enough together to impress the PNB enough to make it an issue that they would have to respond to.
I agree with Terry's commentary completely. It's had a role in sort of anecdote. When this station was begun before it came here, excuse me for a second, Mr. Chair. Lenny?
Thank you.
About 6 months before it was to go on the air, when all the work had been done preparatory, the founder of the station, whose name is unknown to most people, but not a secret, resigned/was fired. And one of the reasons was how much autonomy should this station or this or whatever board it has have vis-a-vis the foundation. Interesting, isn't it? 50 years later, in one form or another, this issue comes up again. And just a little historical anecdote. Never been dealt with adequately. Lydia, your point is, as I mentioned before too, is great. The minutes of PNB should not just be sent to the LSB, they should be posted just the minutes of the PNB. That will save you writing reports, and also others can have access to them. As well, I say again, my old thing you heard before, any constructive comments by listeners, say constructive, or important interrogatories, should be included in your own minutes so that they can be followed up. Because some people who were on the board or might be on the board or never want to be on the board would nevertheless have something useful to contribute, which is going to take up in its committee and then bring to the board here so you don't waste all your time, as we often do.
Thank you. Any further listening comments? No, I think that we'll proceed with the rest of the agenda. We have first report.
What time do we have?
There's no report because of the motion that's coming out of the Finance Committee. The only thing I'd like to say about that was, you know, I support the motion from the Finance Committee. I think if we form a task force, then those individuals should come to the task force. The whole idea of setting up a task force was to sort of come up with these ideas, and the fact that it was kind of preempted, even with my support of the motion, I think it's a bad precedent to set, because, you know, these task forces could be assigned by the chair or seeking volunteers, and then all of a sudden, it becomes insignificant. So that's the only thing I want to say about that.
Okay, well, let's actually take that motion up because it wasn't brought forward by the Finance Committee when they had the report. The Finance Committee motion, I'll read it for the people who don't know this. The Finance Committee recommends the next town hall meeting be on air with live video stream, taking calls, emails, and via other social media from listeners. So that would still necessitate that the town hall task force put together the town hall, I think, is just a method for carrying it out.
Yeah, I mean, one of our reasons for doing that is that we thought we could save money, and listeners would get more listeners.
Absolutely.
If we had to come somewhere. And it would be something new, something different, and all of us could, get into Studio A and just try something different. So that was our reason for passing it. And it is a genuine, financial consideration to do it like that.
So do you want to speak to that motion?
I know that when Michael and I went on about the board on air, that we have too many calls to take. I mean, people love the idea that they could talk to the station. I'd like to think it was because we were just such a dynamic duo, but I think Ben, too, on the board, got up there. I think he would find the same thing. I thought it was a really great way because the way they put up the call list and the various camps, I mean, we got people north, south, all across. We got Tucson, we got Australia, we got Sweden. I mean, I think the thing that really hit me was the fact that now that we've got on the internet with the podcast or whatever, our audience is growing, and perhaps we can grow the fundraising aspect of that. I do think if we do it, we should ask for people not only to dial in, but we should offer a premium maybe that the board could put together and make this a double hit. So the reason we thought about it was I thought it would give the board a really good way to save money for the station, because I do think, I agree when someone mentioned we should go out in the public in LA. I agree with that as well. We do have outreach out there. But I mean, it was really fantastic to see where these calls came from, and I think the whole board would enjoy doing that.
Okay, I mean, if there's any opposition to the Finance Committee's proposal, that the next town will be on air with my
motion made?
Yes,
yeah,
there was a motion.
It came out of the Finance Committee.
Yeah, but did someone pose the motion here tonight?
I did.
I raised it because it's...
I thought you said you were just rereading it. I'm sorry, I didn't
know. It's a committee motion. It doesn't have to be seconded. I'm just trying to move it forward because it wasn't made in the committee committee report. So
yeah, I forgot.
That's okay. Since Lawrence was doing the task force, the town hall task force, my suggestion is that doesn't preempt the need for a town hall task force. It's just that's the mechanism by which we'll carry it out. So if there's no objection to the motion, why don't we consider it passed, and the town hall task force can be passed with the task of pulling together such an on-air town hall.
Can I suggest that everybody who's in this room is on the committee, we meet for 2 minutes and set a date, like not try to do an email again?
At the end of the meeting?
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. But so Lawrence, because thank you. Dutch?
I just want to make sure that as long as we're not making a mandatory action for station staff and management, as long as it's our action, I'll support it.
Yeah, the town hall is already on the... I mean, it would have to have time, obviously, on the air. It's going to be on the air, so...
Okay.
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 Great. Okay. The Outreach Committee report?
Yes, I distribute the Outreach Committee report to the packet that I send out and that I pass along. You can refer to it. I think we had a picnic that was very successful. The theme was on political prisoners, and there were several speakers that gave statuses of their status as political prisoners, such as Carlos Montes, and we also got a phone call from Lynn Stewart's husband giving an update on what she's going through in prison. Also, there was a new member that came into the station and was confronted and insulted by a staff member, and I don't want to say who, but it's in the report. And you know, we thought that was unfortunate, and that we are going to talk to. To see if we could schedule a meeting, you know, if it needs to be a meeting with the staff member. You know, the members were very concerned about that. And we had met previously with Jessica Wood. And, you know, she answered a lot of questions. We had a question about the applications that Ali Left is working on. For the whole network, and we're hoping that this is a way to reach the youth. And so, and that's all I have to say about that. And we're planning another event, membership drive,
that we're going to be doing in the community. We haven't picked the community yet, but we're going to be doing that. And members are volunteering and KPFA sponsor events, and as well as being out there in the community where sometimes it's a shame. That's it.
If you're doing membership drives and money things like this, is that being accounted for? And
absolutely. It'll be accounted for. And
it's given to who's it for? It's
going to go to the station. And
it's going to go, or where has it been, what you've done?
No, he's saying they're planning to do it.
Okay.
Planning to do a membership drive, and it'll go to the station, and there'll be a financial report to you and also to the
board. No, as long as the business manager and, you know.
Yeah, we just feel that the membership drives are very important to increase membership.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to go into the button. We have about 15 minutes till our schedule, 10 o'clock. I see the hand up.
I didn't mention
anybody.
Yes, the question of me, you did mention my name.
It's just in regard to that.
Yeah, I want
to
ask.
Okay. Go
ahead. Go ahead, Allie.
So, as I mentioned earlier, the P&B report, I've been pushing very hard to try and get some kind of support to create a dedicated app. However, in the meantime, we do have three apps that are available on our website, the Shoutcast and NoBex, and the public radio player apps that work on Android and iPhones that will allow anyone to listen to KPFK on their devices. And those are on the site. Just click on Listen Live. And people can download those and listen to the station on their smartphones right now.
What I'm asking the donors to the body is we have at least two committees that have motions pending. I'd like to prioritize those for the remainder of the agenda. That's the governance and the PROC.
And please just make the personnel committee report.
I have 9 months.
It will take 2 minutes at the most.
The governance issue was taken off the agenda. It's moved.
Right.
They've already hired the guy.
All right. All right.
This is the report, essentially the same as the one that I sent last month for our meeting that didn't reach quorum. The issues that we have dealt with in personnel have to do with one of them is the positions that are not filled yet, and the interims are filling the positions. The program director is in process and is moving along, as you heard. The business manager was listed on the website for about 2 years, so it's no longer listed there, but the position has not been advertised, and we don't know what happened in the 2 years that it was listed on the website. We don't have any information about who got the applications or who received any information about that position. The development director was never advertised and has been filled for, I guess, over a year. And the EEOC requires that positions at our station be advertised and that a process be followed so that they're open to selection by established methods. Bernard indicated that he would provide the LSB with information about these reports I met with him about, and he asked me about them, but we've never seen anything in his reports on these positions and the unfilled positions. We did say that he would have the report by the last meeting, so it's not included at all. And unfortunately, we present the meeting after he's gone, so we don't ever get any input. PD survey is on hold until that position is filled, and the GM survey, we're looking into companies that can do the questionnaire, and that will be our next project that we're working on.
When is the next meeting?
And we're hoping to schedule the next meeting in the next week to 10 days. I would say if next Wednesday works for people, we could go with that. But I don't know if you have a
Let's discuss that after.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be helpful if the committee came up with a regular meeting date, as many of the committees have, and that would make it more comfortable for everyone to schedule it into their calendar.
Okay.
Okay, so the governance committee report then is moot, is that right? The only motion would be the one about the PMB election, which are proceeding on the new schedule. So that's the PROC I'm going to ask for before the next round of public comment, if that's okay with you. From the Oversight Committee, you have a motion.
PD
search already happened.
We have two motions actually. The one was not, we were not able to present it on the April meeting that we have, which, you know, after trying to kind of move, you know, the different radio stations to do the implementation of the motion that was approved last year. So I haven't done nothing, and we got to know that basically the executive director is blocking the implementation of such motion, which actually it's really disturbing, you know, to find out that grown-up people who are supposed to be bound by ethics and, you know, principles and all that, don't have that much. So the program oversight committee approved a motion that reads, you know, that PROC recommends that the LSB censure the executive director for blocking the implementation of the September 24, 2012 PMB directive to add 5 hours per week of Spanish language programming at all stations, and urges that the programming should be implemented immediately by all the ends.
Okay. The Secretary has to be given the text of that motion, as you have it written up in. So we'll take questions or comments from the body on that motion.
I have a question for Rodrigo. We heard earlier on that the station like the one we have in Washington, D.C. is predominantly a jazz station, and I'm just wondering about the Spanish-speaking audience in that market. So it's definitely appropriate in Los Angeles and in San Francisco, but why is it all 5 stations? I mean, Houston, yes. Los Angeles,
WBAI, New York.
WBAI, New York, yeah, but Washington, D.C., I guess, is the one market.
Thank you very much.
Okay, the answer is Washington has 9.1% of Spanish speaking, you know, population.
And
that radio station is not addressing none of the issues. I was there, but I heard there was nothing about addressing the issues, right? And secondly, is that this is not a debatable motion.
That's right.
I'm not here to ask you, you know, if we possibly implement it or not. We approve it, we'll decide what's done, the arguments were done. So basically, we are censuring, or we are asking to censure ED because she is the one that is blocking it. That's basically it.
Okay, Ken,
you're asking this board to censor the executive director for blocking the implementation of a motion approved by the PMB, and I question how you can present us with evidence. I mean, you know, you say so. What documentation or evidence or declaration do you have that you said you wanted to censor her for blocking it? You're not asking us to censor her for failing to get it implemented. You want to censor her for blocking it.
Anyway,
so where's the data?
The data was basically that, you know, it was 7 days after she returned from Berkeley, she would send a memo or an order to all the ends to start the implementation of such order. She hasn't done it.
She did not.
You want to do anything else? No one would
enough? Yeah. You're asking us to say she blocked it.
That's right.
Now, there's difference between saying I shot somebody or I didn't stop someone else from shooting or I didn't stop somebody from jumping off a bridge or I pushed them. You're saying you want us to censor her for blocking the implementation of the motion. That's completely different than saying you want to censor her for failing to implement the motion.
I'm just in response to your question, in previous reports from the general manager here that he was directed by he and the other general managers directed by Arlene not to implement
Correct. That was final. It's in the minutes.
Oh, okay. Good enough. That's
in the minutes.
I was just going to bring up the same thing.
Okay, gotcha. I do support management program very much. With the motion of the TNB, my first thought is that we as a board, we have members here that are directors of TNB, that we direct them to demand the TNB get to the bottom of this because it's their motion and it's their task. That sounds to me like a more appropriate avenue to accomplish what you'd like to accomplish.
No.
That we have the power to direct our three directors present, our fourth director is not here, to investigate at that board's level because it's their motion,
no.
It's theirs to be implemented. That's just my thought.
No.
I'm part of the National Program Committee, and the DAC committee is looking at modifying the motion. I can't just speak to that as well. Looking to modify the motion and essentially amend it to the degree that, and it's just my opinion, that it would make it insignificant.
And so
it doesn't really speak to implementation at all. It speaks to further study, and we know that in Washington, D.C., there's a Latino population that's growing. It's at 9.1% right now, and it's going to grow even more. As everybody knows, that we are the largest minority right now in the nation. So it just keeps growing. And I wouldn't depend on the Albertans, Ken, because the Albertans have been found to be racist.
I do think that Ken makes a valid point, Rodrigo. My understanding was that there was feedback to her from D.C. That was just what I had heard. So I'd like to know what the feedback by that station was. I mean, could they threaten a lawsuit? Did we do anything like that? I mean, there might have been, I understand what you're saying, that there was a motion that once again, like a number of KPFK or Francisco motions, doesn't seem to get activated. But I do think we should focus on the language that we use. Whether what it was blocking or was a failure, I think there is an important good language that we carry through on the vote. So I think Ken made a valid suggestion. I will hear what other people think about it.
Can I respond to that?
All right.
Yeah, very quickly. Okay, I'm not here to debate that. Really, this is a motion that was passed, was approved, the study was done, all the arguments were done. So basically, let's get it done. I'm demanding this board basically right now to implement a motion that was already approved. I mean, well, he said right now he couldn't do anything because she's saying, well, you know what, he gets there, you know, you've been there. Well, he's saying, you know what? Well, this is what we got. I mean, do we need any more? You know, I mean, what kind of lawsuit? You know, some Mexican musicians can put a lawsuit to this Pacific
network
because they're acting with, you know, what? How do you call it? Discrimination? Racism? You put your name on it. You know, the bottom line is that, you know. And,
wait.
Can I? Okay, let me quickly. You already spoke.
Yeah. Okay. I think, you know, Rodrigo's point is well taken. Something that is passed and approved has to be implemented. Otherwise, we start to look like Egypt,
where you have elections and then the military cancels those out. Democracy does not work by a dictatorship which vacates the will of the democratically elected body and just decides not to. At the very least, if she doesn't want, if she gets feedback, there's a threat lawsuit, it's incumbent upon her in a timely manner to come back to the board and do something, but not as they say in the law, sua sponte, on her own decision to decide to thwart democracy. That is problematic.
Okay.
I'd like to read this motion that with this thing that was passed by the PNB. If John Gary, the secretary of the PNB, has it, I would love to read it. So I'd like to request that I get to see it, and maybe some of the other LSP members would like to read it as well.
Order, Chair.
Okay, we're not voting on the motion. I'll refresh people's memory. The motion was that each station initiate the process immediately of soliciting programming of their own. It's not a must-carry. It's a policy that each station must begin the process of soliciting programming proposals for 1 hour of Spanish language programming before 9 p.m. And it was adopted by the PNB, and it should have been enacted.
I'll make the motion. Sitting up for 5 minutes.
May I please clarify something? But the PNB did pass, and I think Ken and remember that the National Programming Committee did bring a motion that the PMB passed last month at our meeting asking for a response from the executive director on this. She has not as yet responded. However, having said that, as a PMB director, I feel completely confident based on information I cannot share with you because it was shared in executive session of supporting this motion. Robert's Rules gives us the option of using censure. We're an advisory committee, so
correct.
It's not like this is going to be catastrophic at any level. This motion that we're talking about has passed twice, in 2005 and again last year.
Correct.
But I am completely confident, and I feel, even as a director, that I can move forward in supporting a censure motion in this regard, based on what I know that I also cannot share.
Given the time, can I call for the question?
Okay. We do allow listener comment prior to the vote, so if there's any listener comment, we'll take those. We have the mic back there.
In adopting the resolution on the town hall, I don't know if the LSB realized it, but it is preempting an evening of KPFK programming because the motion was that the town hall be live. Local station boards should not be preempting their local radio station broadcasting. At the national level, in attempting to push onto every local station the requirement to have an hour, additional hour of Spanish language programming before 8 p.m., the elected governor's members were pushing programming decisions onto their stations. It's not the purpose of the elected governing bodies of Pacifica to micromanage the programming of their station. It is the governing bodies that should be censured in both instances.
Okay, what is this time that you're talking about? Because I don't see it in the motion. I am in full support of this very, very critical motion. It's long overdue. It's past noon. It's past midnight. And we're all turning into pumpkins. Let's do the right thing, and let's send a very strong message to the executive director that she has got to move on this as soon as possible, because this is the will of the people. Thank you.
Yes. If you want to have results, is the word censure so certain that you have to have that as against what Ken suggested? I'm with you on this, but if it's merely the word, granted that we don't have the power to enforce it, I suggest that a word which is less offensive would do just the same service or may not yield any better result.
No.
I'm just saying that only for the purpose of being effective. If I'm wrong, I could be wrong.
Yeah.
And on the other point that Terry brought up, that he's right, this body is not the micromanaging programming, which isn't saying we can't discuss and advocate policies, but particular programming and time really is not enough burden. Should it be? That's another issue. Again, when it's convenient to do things that we want, we ignore the rules, and we have when I was on the board many times. I might note that I was the only one on the committee, I was up with the committee that had made this motion, who thought that the wording should be different and we should request the ED to respond to us without sensing her in advance.
I think it's
I will beg to differ with Terry on this. The bylaws specifically restrict the LSBs to concerns about fair and equitable programming, and they specifically do not limit the PND regarding programming because the PND is legally responsible for what goes out over the air. So there are no limits on what the PND can do regarding programming. I'm sorry, Terry, to differ. This is a critical matter. This station has, with many fights through the years, taken the lead on this, grudgingly, with great difficulty, sometimes pulling teeth, but we have been in the lead on Spanish language programming for the past decade. Let's stay there, folks. Let's keep pulling the network towards the demographic that might save this station if we can just bring them on board and make them feel secure that they have a place at KPFK. Thank you.
Okay, so we're at time, and someone called the question. And so, okay. Go ahead.
Rodrigo, in your motion, you have September 24th, 2012, so I can change that to September 24th, 2011.
Yes. Thank you. That's a valuable question. Okay, so the question has been called. All in favor of the motion that the
roll call. Roll call.
Would somebody read the motion also?
Yes. PROC recommends that, well, the LSB censures the executive director for blocking the implementation of the September 24th, 2011 PNG directive to add 5 hours per week of Spanish language programming at all stations and urges that the program should be implemented immediately by all GMs.
Ken Aaron, no. Chuck Anderson,
C.
Rodrigo Argueta,
C.
Fred Blair,
no.
Lydia Persson,
yes.
John Crenshaw,
no.
Ariana Gladney's absent. Tej Graywall.
C.
Leonard Eisenberg.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Fred Klender, absent. Jim Lafferty, absent. Ali Lexa, absent. Ray Medina, absent. Corey Leatherman, absent. Dutch Merrick.
Abstain.
Margie Murray.
Abstain.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
John Parker, absent. Maurice Hughes. Lawrence Reyes.
Si, senor.
John Wenger.
Abstain.
Juan Yankee, absent.
Passes 7-5.
7 yeses. Four no's, 3 abstentions.
Passes, all right.
I forward it to the executive director, but you have another
one. It was expected, those who voted no in abstention were very expected.
Does the body wish the motion to be sent by the secretary directly to the executive director?
Absolutely. Is it a who?
Yes.
I mean, with the roll call.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, with the roll call.
Absolutely. It's 10:10.
I make the motion.
Yes.
Well, I just want to point out to somebody who's the second motion from the PRC, which is...
I just made a motion to adjourn.
If you weren't recognized to speak, I would speak.
Exactly.
I had the floor.
Exactly.
I was pointing out to somebody who was 10-10, and there's another motion from the PRC, which is a motion...
Read it, please.
It's on your agenda.
The last one.
All right. If people just okay, if everybody will stop talking, I have the floor, and if everybody will be quiet, I'll finish saying what I was going to say. There's a motion from the PRC to require the station to broadcast a mission statement sometime during the day, every day. I think that's unobjectionable, and I would ask if the body will consent to that without objection so that we can end the meeting.
No, I'm against this.
Okay, in that case, we'll discuss it.
I requested that years ago.
Bella, please be quiet. Lauren does the point of order.
I'd like to move to the vote and it be a roll call vote, if that's okay with Kendra.
All of us.
Excuse me, Bella, be quiet. Okay, so that's not point of order. You're calling a question and asking for a roll call.
Before we challenge you calling a question, is this suggesting that they do it or
no.
Requiring them to do it?
We read the motion one more time.
Do you have the motion in front of you?
The PLC committee asks that the LSD should request that specific emission statement shall be broadcast by KPFK at least once per day at different times.
It's
a request that they shall broadcast.
Okay.
Once a day.
Once a day. Okay, so
at different times per day.
Questions been called and requested made for roll call vote. Can you call the roll?
Ken Aaron.
Abstain.
Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
See.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Lydia Berton.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
Tej Graywall.
Abstain.
Leonard Eisenberg.
Abstain.
Jim Kaufman.
No.
Dutch Merrick.
No.
Margie Murray.
Yeah.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Did I not call on anyone who's present?
Right, another triumph. That the motion should be passed.
Nine yeses.
To publish.
Mr. Chairman, the community has a set of guidelines so that they don't outburst into
everything.
And so we shouldn't be ridiculed for our vote every time we vote. We get smears and giggles.
Three objections.
Bella, motion passes. Bella, you were asked nicely three times to be quiet and you will respect the decorum of the body.
Okay,
having exhausted our business, I think we need to end the journey.
Thank you.
Okay.